Yeah, sure. Yeah. Yeah, we're holding daf Yudalef from the base. In four lines down from the top lines, from the big lines. Tanya Yidach, another price we learned like this. Tanya Yidach, that the Pasuk says, Vayichach Moshe Shemen Amishcho, Vayimshach Es Amishcho, Vyaskol HaShaboy. That he took the Shemen Amishcho, and with it, he anointed all the kelim, everything he needed. So we dashin Rabbi Yehuda Aina, Shemen Amishcho Shosa Moshe, Es Shemen Pamidbar, Kama Nisim Nasim Boy, Mitchilo Vyasoif. There were a lot of Nisim happening from the beginning till the end with the Shemen Amishcho. That, Tchilosu Lehoye El Shnayim Masalugim. It started out only with 12 lugim of shemen, of oil. Raw, let's see, kama yoru blas. How much does the pot itself sap and absolve when you cook up with it? The kama ikrim bolayim. How much does the ikrim, the roots themselves, abolaya? The kama or sorif. How much does the fire itself burn up? Uvoy nimshach, and with this shemen, uvoy nimshach. Yeah, Mishkan, Vekela, Viyarun, Ubonov, Kol Shiva Shemaya Mluyim. He used this oil all the 70 Mluyim, Uvoy Nimshuchu, Kahanim, Gedolim, Malachim, and from this they used to be Nimshach, the Kahanim, Kohen Gadol, and the kings, Viyafilo Kohen Gadol, Ben Kohen Gadol. That's one Chiddush. Even the son of a Kohen Gadol only becomes a Kohen Gadol if he's anointed. Without the Shemen and Mishkan, he's not a Kohen Gadol. Toyin Mishicham. But a king now, a king goes down to Yerusha. If the father was a king, automatically the Yerusha goes down to the son without a Mashiach. You could ask the question, how come they had to make a Mashiach by Shlomoi? He took over his father from David. Because there's a Machlekes. We'll see later, when there's a Machlekes, two people take over the king, then you have to have a Mashiach. V'yes yoyesh mifnei asalya. He had a machlekes and also. V'yes yoyachiz mifnei yoyokim. Sho yegodu mimenu shnei shonim. Since yoyokim was 2 years older than yoyachiz, so it's a little machlekes, therefore they had to use the shemen ha-mishcha. Now v'yoysoy shemen, this shemen that was used by Moshe Rabbeinu, kayim losu lovoy, is still around and will still be here, losu lovoy. Shnemen the Pasuk says, it says, shemen mishchas kodesh, so this Shema will be around the Dorasechem. It says Lashon Zeh Begematria Shnei Masalugim. Mashma, the complete Shnei Masalugim will be around the Lashon Lavoi. So that's all this Nisim that so little Shemen was there to start with. It was used so much and it will still be around Lashon Lavoi. Right. Have it. Our kais is the revius of lug. Our kiddush kais, that's around, let's say, four ounces, is the revius. That's 16. So 12 times 16 ounces, not so much. But Omamar, what did we just say? For Yafilu Kohen Gadol. Yafilu Kohen Gadol, Ben Kohen Gadol, Tai Mashiach. Even the son of a Kohen Gadol also needs Mashiach. So we know, and how do we know this from? The Siv the Pasuk says, V'yakoyen HaMashiach Tachtov Mibonov. Mashmi's sons also needs HaMashiach to be Nimshach. Someone says, maybe no, name the let's say the Pasuk is saying, V'yakoyen Mitachtov Mibonov. My HaMashiach, what does it mean the word HaMashiach for? Kamash Malon, the bon of the Kohen Gadol, he have a Mashiach, have a Kohen Gadol. V'loi loi have a Kohen Gadol. That if he was anointed, he's called a Kohen Gadol. Without the Mashiach, he's not called a Kohen Gadol. Omamar, so we learned before, but v'yein moshchin melech ben melech. But by a king, it's not that way. A king does not need a Mashiach. We know, and how do we know this from? Om Ravacha, by Yaakov, the Pasuk says, l'man yaruch yomim al mamlachtoi, that Yerushi lachem, the Malchus is like Yerusha. And therefore, if the father is a melech, and the son is fit, it automatically goes over to the son. And if so, how do we know that if there's a machlekes, then you need a mashiach, then he has to be anointed? Like, why? The question is, doesn't the king have a right to point which son he wants to take over? So even though there's a machlekes, let's say by David and Shlomo, David wanted to appoint Shlomo Melech. So why should we have to have a Mashiach? David wanted that his son Shlomo should take over. So the answer is, Amar Rav Papa, Machor, the Pasuk says, Hu Ubonov, take care of Israel. Which is Mashma Bizman Shesholom the Israel, Karinim Bey Hu Ubonov. When this peace no machlekes, then we call it Hu Ubonov. We are filu b'lay Mashiach. Even without a Mashiach. But when you have a machlekes, there's no Sholom, then you need a Mashiach. Tana we learned. Right. Tani we learned. Af Yayu the Nimshai Le Nimshachel Bafle Machlakusai. He also was a machlekes there. Shal Yerim. But the more of a typical Mishum Derishanu, he was the first one to be king. In other words, his father was not the king. So he became a king of Shittim. He needs a Mashiach. Tumor says, you're right. Chasuri Mechso, this is missing Vokator. This is the way it should be learned. Malchai Beis David Mishuchin. It's only the kingdom of Beis David that needs a Mashiach. But Malchai Yisroel ain't Mishuchin. But the Malchai Yisroel, they do not need Mashiach. Now the question is, how do we know this from? On my Rav, or on my Rav, the Pasuk says, Kum Moshchayu Kizeh. Says that, come get up and be Moshchim. Why? Kizeh Toy Mashicha. V'yeinacha Toy Mashicha. This was by Malchus based David. He needs a Mashicha. But not Malchus based Israel. On my Rav, we just say, Av Yeil Ben Nimshai, Le Nimshach El Mavle Machukusai Shayurim. This was not for Malchus based David. This was for Malchus Yisrael. So we just said Malchus Yisrael does not need the Shemin HaMishchom. So how could they use it? There'll be an Issa Mila. If you don't have to use it, it's Hegdish. You'd be Nimal from Hegdish. So the more answer, like we'll soon see, Kediyom, Rapopo, the Afar Sama, the Chia. That we're not talking about the real Shemin HaMishchom. They stam use good perfume like. So they just used good perfume. It was not really the Shemin HaMishchom. We will soon see the next case. Now v'yes Yoyachiz mifnei Yoyakim shoyigod v'meno shtei shonim. Since Yoyakim was 2 years older than Yoyachiz, therefore before we appointed him, we had to make him a Shikha. So Gemara says, is this true? Amikah Shishimnei was the older. The pasuk says like this: Ubnei Yeshio Habchor Yoichanan. His oldest one was Yoichanan. Hasheni Yoyakim. The second was Yoyakim. Hashlishi Tzikio and Ravi Yisholam. And the Omer of Yoichanan, who Shalom, who Tzikio, who Yoichanan, who Yoyachis. It says clearly Yoichanan, he was the Bechor, which is Yoyachis. So it comes out Yoyachis was older than Yoyakim. So what's the problem? So when he says, Yoylam, really, I'll tell you, Yoyakim cautious. Yoyakim really was older. Or my Bechor, why does the Pasuk say that Yoyakim was the Bechor? I tell you, it means Bechor Lamalchus. He was the Bechor for kingdom. That they pointed him first to be the king, even though really he was younger. The question is why? Or me Malchi, Zutri, Mekam, Nekashisi. Do we make a younger one a king before the older one? The Pasuk says, V'yasamam l'cho nosan l'yoyorim, ki you are Bechor? So Mashma the Bechor goes first. So the answer is Yoyorim Memale Mokum Avos of Hevi. He was Memale Mokum. He was able to take over his father's position. He was fit to be the king. Mashenke and Yoyakim, even though he was the real Bechor, Lav Memale Mokum Avos of Hevi. He was not fit to be the king. Therefore, they did not appoint him. But if the Bechor is fit, the Bechor always goes first. Yomama, what we just say? Who Shalom, who Tzikiyom? Who Yoichnun, who Yoyachis? For the Gemara of Chad Kochoshim, it says each one separately. It's like you tell me it's the same person. The Chsiv, it says HaShlishi HaRevi. It says the third and the fourth. So, you tell me it's the same person. So Marit says, no. Mar Shlishi means Shlishi Lebonim. He was the third one born. He was the third child. Or Mar Revi was the fourth. Revi Lamalchus. He was the fourth one to become king. The Mikora Malach Yoyachis. First, Yoyachis was the king. Olivsoif Yoyachim, at the end, Yoyachim. Olivsoif Yechonio, Olivsoif Tzidkio, he became king fourth. Turn around, learn like this. Who Shalom, who Tzidkio? It's the same person, Shalom and Tzidkio. Olom and Nikrishmoy Shalom, why was his name called Shalom? Shayim Meshulam Amaisov, he was like a tzaddik. his actions, he did a lot of meisim tovim, he was complete with his actions. Ikadiyami, some say, shola means, she sholmo malchus beis David biyamud. He was, that was the end of malchus beis David. Or my shmoy, what was his real name? Matanya shmoy. Shnei the pasuk says, vayamlech melech bovel es Matanya. Doidoi tachtov, vayasai v'shmoy tzikiyo, he called his name tzikiyo. Or Malay meant to say to him, yo yatzik olecho, es esadin, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring the right punishment, the right judgment against you, in timrod be, if you rebel against me. Shemar Pasuk says, v'yaviyo b'volom, v'ksiv v'gam b'melech l'buchanetzer morot, he rebelled against melech l'buchanetzer, asher ishviyah b'lakim. Yes. So Kitzur, that's why they called him Sholom, even though really his name was Sitkiyo. Now the more is the question, umiya v'shemen ha-mishcho b'chla